Hello, Alaska Air Group stockholders. This is Steve Neiman. Today is March 15, 2009. I'm recording this from my home in Brush Prairie, Washington. And I'm going to post this on the Alaska Air Group Inc. ALK stockholder forum later today. It's a way that we can communicate versus writing everything down. We'll just do an audio file, and you can click on it and listen to what I have to say. And of course, you can respond in your own audio file, or you could write a response to other stockholders as we discuss management of Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air. Alaska on Friday filed their preliminary form of proxy, which you can find. The easiest way to find it, it's on EDGAR, of course, as the SEC's electronic filing mammoth. And the easiest way, though, is go to www.votepal, like vote and you're my pal.com. And we have links there, so you can quickly find their preliminary filing. And a couple other things happened prior to that. The SEC last week, U.S. SEC, granted Alaska Air their no action letter to knock out our three proposals. The company also, this happened earlier, they agreed to install a policy of say on pay starting with the 09 meeting in May. So we were looking for a bylaw change. That did not occur. It's a policy change, but it is in their preliminary filing. Stockholders will get to vote on management compensation, the top five at this year's meeting. So that proposal we withdrew at management's request. It was a mutual decision because we were basically in agreement, especially with them agreeing to do a vote in 09. That left cumulative voting and reforming securities class actions. Those were the two proposals that you can see in the AG's filing of their preliminary proxy statement. Those are missing. And the other interesting twist this year is our candidates, any mention of our candidates, are missing from AAG's preliminary proxy statement because they don't recognize the way that we inform them of our intention to nominate. Now, this is our seventh year of running opposing solicitations, this year has been different in several ways. This is a long-term thing. I mean, a lot of stockholders are getting hammered throughout not only the U.S., but Europe and Australia in this worldwide economic slowdown that's going on. But if you think that you can invest and then just walk away, you probably better think again. I mean, you're going to have to, at some level, and with somebody, you're going to have to watch where you invest, because there's so many things that can go south on you if you aren't careful. So this is our seventh year of really watching what management is doing at Alaska Air Group, which includes the airlines of Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air. And we feel this is the way to do it. If you want to invest in common stock, you better be, you know, watching management very closely, because it's the only way to protect what you've invested in. But there's many things that we disagree with the way the management's running Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air. And we're using the, we've met with them on several occasions, tried to convince them of some of the problems we have. So far, we haven't convinced them to take concrete steps toward exploring some of the, some of our concerns. This the filing of their preliminary proxy statement, of course, is very revealing to me, and anybody that's been following this long-term effort, I think it would be interesting to you, because basically the Alaska Air Group management and board, they've never seen a proposal that they have agreed with. They've taken a statement of opposition to every proposal except for one, which happened way back, I believe it was 2003 or 2004, when we ran a proposal regarding expensing stock options. But the rest of the time, it's always in opposition, which, again, they can never find anything to agree with their stockholders, as they exercise their rights to protect their investment by running proposals. They've never found one that they can, well, they found one, but they can never, I mean, basically the pattern is they basically disagree with everything. And so that should raise a flag, I feel. And then, of course, the nominations this year, where basically management, if you follow the correspondence, and we've posted some of it on vopal.com, basically they don't want anybody to nominate besides the board. I mean, it appears that's, and they throw up a lot of obstacles, and they make it difficult for stockholders to nominate their own nominees for the board. So now, when you run your own opposing solicitation, you, of course, can put anything you want in your proxy statement. So the proposals that the company has excluded, we can't put those in our proxy statement, and as well as the candidates, all our candidates, and we have five this year, can go into our proxy statement, and after a review by SEC regulators, we can, once the review is finished, then we can solicit proxies for everything that the management has excluded from the company's proxy. We maintain the position that the proxy statement is not the management's. It is the stockholders. We pay for it, the preparation, the company staff that put it together, the mailing or the electronic delivery, all that stuff is paid for out of basically what the stockholders own. So this should reflect, management should work very closely with the stockholder group to bring into the proxy statement anything that we are concerned about. But we don't see that. We see an exclusion. They try to exclude things that we feel should be included. So then your only alternative is to do an opposing solicitation. So I don't want this to get too long. But anyways, that's where we're at right now. So again, I look forward to your comments, feedback, as we all, as a group, try to figure out how to keep these companies running, how to keep them out of bankruptcy so that the common stock is worth something, and then how to grow these companies, grow them in such a way that they benefit all stakeholders, not just the stockholder group, but they benefit the work group, the customer group, our many contractors and vendors, and of course our communities that our companies do business with. We believe that our ideas can, we believe we have a plan that we can grow these companies at a slow, stable rate, considering the current economic climate. We believe we do have a plan, and we are eager to share that with you through our opposing solicitation. And we have filed two preliminary proxy statements with the U.S. SEC, and we're in the process of the review with SEC staff. And so we hope that we can get to a point where we go definitive and we can actually solicit, and we hope we have enough time. In years past, there have been problems there where we haven't had time because of the process and how difficult it is, but we will continue to try. So again, we appreciate all the support that we've received, and we invite you to exercise your First Amendment rights and talk to anybody about what we're doing and about Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air and ways that we can work together to make these companies better. Thank you, and goodbye.